Hi, Declaration for Eric Phillips. E-R-I-K-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Eric Phillips, date of birth is 9-9-83. Date of accident 10-22-2020. Date of service is 8-10-2022. Eric Phillips reports that he was initially involved in an automobile accident. He was sitting as a passenger on the rear seat on the left side, and it was a hit and run accident. He was sideswept by another vehicle on the passenger side. This impact caused him headaches along with dizziness, nightmares, seizures. And pain in the neck and the lower back. Lower back pain was more left-sided. Neck pain was more middle. Neck pain was around 10 and lower back pain was 9 without any radiation. The patient has a poor time describing, as he is a victim of seizures since and he's a issue of learning disability and he's disabled. He was last seen on 5/24/2022 as a first visit, second time 6/30/2022. Now he is coming on 8/10/2022. The patient reports that his pain in the lower back and the neck is still the same, with no relief, and they are around 10 according to him. However, he denies any radiation to the arms or the legs, and pain consistently remains the same. And ADLs are affected 10 according to him. And although he has a learning disability, we are not sure how much truth he is telling. The mood and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 10 according to him. And only 10% relief has been obtained in the pain overall. In the system review, patient reports that he is suffering from seizures before the accident even, and is being treated on Keppra. He denies any headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, balance problem, vision problem, memory problem, confusion, disorientation are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of pain in the lower back and the neck only. No other issue. No difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence, the urine, you can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, pain level has worsened. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none, and compliance with the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138 over 95, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6/30/2022. Detection number is 0701-054. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to provide following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Xenoflex 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 mg at night for sleep, and Nexium for stomach protection is provided. The physical therapy continues once a week. Patient is found to have left sacroiliitis, for which injection treatment was advised, times 2, for diagnostic and therapeutic purposes. Patient declines that. The patient has a herniated disc in the MRIs that were reviewed with him. in the cervical spine, C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. Again, a cervical epidural steroid injection was advised. The patient doesn't want them. C6-7 and C7-T1 also has a disc herniation. He also refuses to have a surgical consultation at this time. He has had an IME exam in which the patient was ordered to have enough visits that he has had with the therapy. Further therapy will not bring any relief for him. And I believe that once a week therapy, I'll continue for his sacroiliitis. Next, since he's not doing any injection treatment or surgical treatment. Thank you. I'll be seen in a month's time.